Young adults have become more eager to begin their adult lives, especially when turning 18. At this age, they become a target to credit lenders who often visit college campuses and reward people for signing up. This unfortunately makes it very easy for young adults to sign up without considering interest rates, annual fees, and terms. We created as a credit card mess. We spend money that we don't possess. Natalie Palacios, a 23-year-old student at the California State University of Northridge, was one of those that got lured into a first credit card at 18 years old, without her having much knowledge about them.
I wish I would have known how difficult it is to pay back, the reality of it when it's broken down, and now that I have that debt and other debt from loans, I look at the breakdown and how long it takes after using them, and that's not fun. I think they make it sound a lot better when they're like, you have, you know, no APR the first year and this and that.
And then there is Blair, also 22, who admits that she is still not properly educated 3 years after getting her first card.
I got my first credit card when I was 19, and the limit was $300. And I still have that credit card to this day, and they have not raised the limit. And I maxed it out like the first month that I got it on like stupid stuff, and I'm still trying to pay it off. You don't really save money at that age, and you're just spending money on whatever. You don't really have bills if you're living with your parents.
Blair was also not very sure about what her credit score was supposed to be like.
I don't even know what it is. Like, I don't know if you're supposed to... I know you're supposed to have, like, a high one, right? Like, in the 700s. I don't know where mine is. Mine is probably, like, somewhere, like, in, like, the 5 or 600s.
Young adults, for the most part, have low-paying, part-time jobs, especially students. This means that issues can begin from the start if the person is not able to keep up with the credit card payments. Thus, late fees are charged and interest builds up, leading to an overwhelming debt. Luckily, there are some who are well-informed and take on their first credit card with a technique. 23-year-old Danae Beck completely avoids paying interest rates.
I just pay it off every month so I don't get interest. They bump my credit up, actually, because I've been paying on time. I wanted to pay it off every month, so that's why I waited until I had a steady job. I was scared I was going to get a bunch of interest and, like, fees.
Overall, young adults need to start building credit as soon as possible, considering that part of a credit score is affected by the length of credit history. But one must always consider all the pros and cons before committing to a credit card that can potentially affect your future and reputation for the better or for worse. For KCSN, I'm Nancy Mijares.